Second quarter underway from Newcastle Fieldhouse, game one of sectional 24. And Gavin Robinson enters for the first time tonight here for Centerville as the Bulldogs start with the ball trailing 13-10. Man-to-man look for Delta. Centerville attacks the basket to our right. Far side of the new man, Gavin Robinson, a 5'10 junior. Hollandonner jump stop into the paint. They wanted to throw it into Heaston, and another pass intercepted by Caleb Jones. Delta with Jackson Wars. He wants to go end-to-end, but Heaston blocked his shot. And then right before Centerville picked it up and headed the other way, a foul in the backcourt against the Delta Eagles. That's on Caleb Jones, number one on him. So each team with four fouls here early on in the second quarter. Chase Clark makes his first appearance as Heaston, the 6'9 senior, gets another breather for Centerville.
Delta goes with another look defensively. They go to a 2-3 zone to start the second quarter. Again, turnovers a bugaboo for Centerville. That's nine already in the game. Oh, my gosh.
Open again, and Hollandonner laid it up and got fouled. New man in, Caleb Elliott, and he and a couple of teammates on the backside of that 2-3 zone kept creeping forward, and Centerville made him pay. They have a chance to tie it at the line.
Yep, completely fell asleep. You can't let a kid like this get loose underneath the basket.
Hollandonner's free throw good, and he has made three of his five free throws tonight. He lives to the line, attempting seven free throws per game, and we are level at 13, Rob Fisher.
A little bit of a surprise if you're a Delta fan, I think.
Caden Bond starts the second quarter for the Eagles with their starting point.
Oh, that's a great pass.
On the bench, and they feed it into Wars, who lays it home. Wars with 6 points for the Eagles, and Delta gets the lead right back after being tied momentarily. Hollandonner baseline, and another pass that goes to the backcourt. Hustle here from the Eagles, but then they touched it by Fernie, and Centerville gets a crack at it. Transition three is off target right side by Chase Clark. And then a held ball. Possession arrow sends it back to Delta.
Again, Centerville doing a great job on the boards, even though that ended up in a jump ball. Centerville really hitting the boards.
Looked like it was going to be an over and back violation, but then it looked to be Fernie that raced back and got his hands on it. Wars goes right in with no Heaston there, and Wars starting to heat up. He's got a game high eight. 4-point lead for the Eagles, their biggest of the night here with 2 minutes gone in the third. Halfway down and out, three near side. Good look, Gavin Robinson for Centerville. Fernie gallops to the front court from right to left in yellow for Delta. Knifes his way into the zone. Near side corner three. Bond a little bit long, but Caleb Jones soars in to haul in the miss. Bond over two for three. And a nice feed inside again. Wars has scored six in a row here for the Eagles. It's all Wars in this second quarter. He has scored all six of Delta's points, and they lead 19-13. It's a 30-second timeout here for Centerville, so we'll keep it here. But Wars on the beneficiary of some beautiful passing.
I was going to say, courtesy of Jaden Fernie, that pass was a left-handed pass. I don't know how I saw him, but he found him wide open underneath the basket.
A 19-13 Delta lead. All 6 points in this quarter have been scored by Jackson Wars. He's our first man in double figures with 10. 5:51 left to play here in the first half. Remember, the winner of this game moves on to the semifinals. They get 8-14 Hamilton Heights here in the first of the semifinals Friday, and then the championship game here from Newcastle Fieldhouse at 7:30 Saturday night. And the Fieldhouse not only hosting the sectional, they're also hosting one of the semi-states as well.
Yep. That's what we just heard right before we went on the air.
Rob Fisher always gets a lay of the land, talking to the locals. Tries to find the best popcorn spots, the best coffee spots, and any other tidbits we can work in throughout the night.
Never met a stranger.
That's right, so stay tuned. We'll figure out more fun Newcastle factoids from Rob Fisher. Hollandonner trying to lose DeMari here. That's a tough task. And he kicks out to Easton, and the big fellow rumbles his way in from the arc, but his soft right hand danced off the back of the rim. Caleb Jones continues to shine in the opening half with another rebound for Delta. DeMari Hood takes on four different Centerville players, and his shot was off the bottom of the backboard. Caleb Jones deflected a pass, and it went right down to DeMari Hood. Caleb Jones affecting this game every which way possible. 8-point Delta lead, and Caleb Jones, not known for his scoring, just 14 points on the entire season, but has made a huge impact defensively here. Sarah, near side, Heaston Delta thought he got away with a travel, and Hollandonner lays it in with a driving right hand. 8 for the leading scorer for Centerville. Everyone wearing the yellow and blue thought that Heaston got away with a march to the rim. Free throw line jump shot long from Jaden Fernie. Fought for on the near side, out of bounds, off of Heaston, and it's staying here with Delta. 4:39 left to play in quarter number two. It's a 6-point Delta lead at 21-15. They've outscored Centerville 8-5 here in our second quarter. Johnny Maynard back out there in this second quarter after picking up 2 first quarter fouls. Centerville in the 1-3-1 zone. They've been in this defense since the opening tip. Jones on the near edge, back to Hood. C. Jones, Hood. Left elbow, jump shot, off balance, short, near side rim into the hands of Hollandonner for Centerville. Massera back in. Hollandonner spinning, wow. Scooping with the left hand, and Hollandonner 10 for Centerville, and he's lived up to the billing tonight.
Great left hand.
Centerville back to within 4 with 4 minutes remaining before halftime. C. Jones, pass deflected, and jumping on top of it, Dickinson. Becerra runs the point with tape on that left wrist of the left side of the floor. Triple team wants to find Easton, does, who's wide open, and the six-man big man turns around and lays it in, and Delta has got to take a full timeout. Their lead down to 2 after it was once 8. That scoreboard update brought to you by Ruoff Mortgage of Muncie. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Delaware County High School Basketball presented by IU Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine on WMUN, the talk of Muncie.